The Reproductive Science Center of New Jersey is a leading provider of advanced reproductive technologies, sharing its knowledge with you. It's time for Fertility Talk with RSCNJ. Here's Melanie Cole.
Recent studies have revealed that the incidence of male infertility is getting close to that of female infertility, affecting approximately 40% of infertile couples. My guest today is Hina Ahmed. She's a physician assistant at the Reproductive Science Center of New Jersey. Welcome to the show, Hina. So let's talk about male infertility. And what are you seeing at the Reproductive Science Center of New Jersey?
Hi, Melanie. It's so good to talk to you. Actually, at the Reproductive Science Center of New Jersey, we do see quite a bit of male infertility. And you're absolutely right when you say that it is approaching the rate of infertility becoming very common. And so, you know, we have a lot of young couples that come in who will come in for different reasons. And we do find that there is issues with either the sperm counts or the male hormones or, you know, a history of some kind of male disorder that's causing them to have issues, and it's related to the male partner.
Wow. So I think that the way that men typically are, that their masculinity would feel like they're suffering somehow if this is even discussed. How does that work, Hina? Are the men willing to discuss this as much as women are?
Surprisingly, more and more, it's becoming so common that men are talking about this amongst themselves, even outside of the office. Infertility in general is becoming less and less of a taboo subject, though it is still taboo in certain circles. And so we find that a lot of men come in, and some of them are comfortable and open about talking about their fertility issues, while others prefer to kind of just let their spouse take the lead and just listen to what she says about, okay, here, you know, you'll have to go for a semen analysis, you'll have to do this, you'll have to do that. But, they are finding it, we're finding that they are becoming more comfortable. And here at the Reproductive Science Center of New Jersey, we do make every effort to make both members of the couple completely comfortable with the process. You know, we are aware of the fact that it is uncomfortable to come in to produce a semen sample to give us, you know, to go through that whole process, and you're right, it does have a lot to do with the fact that men are very sensitive when it comes to these issues and to their masculinity. And when if a male finds out that the issue may be him, sometimes it can be a devastating news that's given to them. So we do our best to make sure and ensure that it's a comfortable process, that the information is given to them thoroughly in regards to what is going on exactly with the diagnosis and what the issues are with the semen or with, in general with the couple. We try to make our best efforts in making it a seamless process for them.
So what are some of the causes of male infertility?
There can be many different causes of male infertility, and it basically can be broken down into two different types of categories. And the first category is, you know, something that is hormonal, and it's related to the process within the body and the process within the testes. So it could be related to their male hormones and dysregulation of male hormones. It could be related to the thyroid hormone being out of sync, LH hormone, FSH hormone out of sync with what is conducive for producing proper sperm. It could be genetic. You know, it could have to do with the fact that there is missing chromosomes in the male genetics. It could also be related to, a gene mutation of the cystic fibrosis gene. You know, it could be related to genetic issues. And then the second category is more structural and anatomical. And so that category is basically there was some trauma in the past that caused some issues with the anatomy of the testes and the male genitalia, if there's any issues with, a history of testicular cancer, that can affect male fertility. And a history of any type of surgery to that area could cause male infertility. There are other structural things, like what's called the varicocele, which is basically a collection of varicose veins in the scrotal sac. That can also affect the ability to produce a good semen sample and good sperm counts. So these are all things that can cause male infertility. And sometimes, it's not neither of those things. There is a third category of where we really can't figure out a cause of why the sperm counts are low or why the sperm are not moving as fast as we need them to. And there is a category which is unexplained. So that is also there as well.
So then how do you treat it, Hina? What is the first line of defense? Once you've determined if there is a cause for it, what do you do for the men to begin with?
Well, in our scope of practice in at Reproductive Science Center of New Jersey, we are primarily dealing with the female partner, but we do work hand-in-hand with the urologist. So if there is an issue that is identified, we can refer them to a well-known urologist that deals with male infertility. We usually like our patients to see someone who has experience in the field of infertility and is a urologist, only because they've, you know, something more commonly that they see and they deal with. However, we do refer to other urologists as well, and we work with them hand in hand and into resolving the issue. And a lot of what the treatment is going to be based upon what the cause is. You know, certain things will be treated with hormonal treatments. Other things may be treated with surgery if there's an obstruction of some sort, if there's a scar tissue from a previous trauma, so anything like that. You know, varicose seal, like we talked about before, these things can be treated surgically, and so we would, refer the patient to a urologist. A lot of times when you're looking at a cause where it's unexplained and you don't know why this is, you know, there is a issue with the sperm count, a lot of times this means the patient may just need to undergo an IVF procedure in order to get pregnant. And, and we definitely are, dealing with that on a daily basis as well.
Hina, when the diagnosis is male infertility, what do you tell them about considering using a sperm donor?
Melanie, there's a lot of male infertility issues that can be resolved with the male sperm itself. A lot of times if the sperm counts are low or there are, even if the sperm count, there is no sperm that is available in the semen for us to use, there are other things that we can try, like taking a testicular biopsy from the testes itself and seeing if there's any sperm there. The only time where male infertility will become an issue and you need to use a sperm donor is if there is no sperm available at all for fertilization of the egg. And so this would be when we would recommend using a sperm donor. There are also other times where there's other issues with the sperm that are causing embryos that are formed to be abnormal. That is always not so clear and something that's determined right away. But that may be another time where we do suggest using a sperm donor to have better fertilization of the embryos. And that sometimes, like I said, is not apparent in the workup right away, but would be apparent after going through multiple cycles. We may see this as being an issue, and it's recommended at that time. Luckily for us, there are modalities that we can use for promoting fertilization with your spouse's sperm, as long as we have sperm cells that are available to you.
So in just the last few minutes, give your best advice to couples that have infertility problems, and maybe if it is the male, what you want them to know.
Well, I think the biggest take-home point from our conversation today is that, you know, male infertility is on the rise, and there's a lot of different reasons why this is occurring. It's being talked about more, so we're hearing about it more. Definitely there are factors in our environment that are increasingly causing the incidence of male infertility. So what the take-home point would be is that, you know, it does take two to tango. So it's very important that not only the female be evaluated, because a lot of times, you know, the male spouse may say, well, you know, it's probably not me, it's probably something with you. But it's also important that the male spouse be evaluated as well. It is a two-part, process, and that is with both the male and the female. And we have to make sure that when we are talking about getting pregnant, that we're checking all of the boxes of, you know, exactly what could be causes, and male infertility needs to be checked as well.
It's really great information and so important. Thank you so much, Hina, for being with us today. You're listening to Fertility Talk with RSCNJ. And for more information, you can go to fertilitynj.com. That's fertilitynj.com. This is Melanie Cole. Thanks so much for listening.